What do you want from me?
What do you want for yourself?
Tom Cruise plays Captain Nathan Algren, a hero of the American Civil War between the states and the U.S. Army campaigns against the Native American Indians. Broken and in despair, he's a soldier weary of the battlefield and disillusioned by the reasons his country has sent him to war. Seeking adventure or escape, or perhaps both, Algren travels to Japan to make the Emperor's army ready to battle a holdout band of samurai. But he's not ready for what he faces when he's captured by the warrior chieftain Katsumoto, played by Japanese screen star Ken Watanabe.
My name is Katsumoto. What is your name? Are my words not correct? I will practice my English with you, if you would honor me.
You kept me alive just to speak English?
Then what do you want?
To know my enemy.
I've seen what you do to your enemies.
Many of our customs seem strange to you, and the same is true of yours. For example, not to introduce yourself is considered extremely rude, even among enemies.
Ultimately, the film is about a man who wanted to die, and at the end, when he's faced with death, he's able to live. And through another culture.
Tom Cruise says the cross-cultural theme appeals to him, but along with the metaphysical, there is also a physical aspect to the role.
It took me almost a year to physically be able to make this picture. I didn't know if I could do it, honestly, if I could find that kind of physical elegance and movement that the samurai have. And it took that amount of time to prepare.
The training process and his research into samurai history gives Cruise an admiration for Japanese culture and tradition.
It's an amazing culture. It is an amazing culture. And one of the great things about being an actor and what I do is I get to travel to these places. I get to learn about the people. And that is the most enjoyable thing for me. And also, you find a common ground. Even though the language is different and their culture is different, you find that common ground of joy, happiness, pain, you know, and it's the humanity. And it really gives you a sense of, oh, we're all in this thing together here, you know. That's why we got to help each other out. And I really enjoy that.
Service, discipline, compassion. The way of the samurai is not necessary anymore.
Necessary. What could be more necessary?
The Last Samurai takes place in the 1800s, an era in which director Ed Zwick has set several of his films.
The word in Japanese is kadoki, which means transition. The idea of a time of transition in which the coming of the new and the modern and the end of something is extremely moving to me. And it was a moment in which this country and the world changed for all time. And there just seems to be a trove of stories that are set there. But there's maybe also something else, which is that it was an exceedingly literate time. It was a time in which people were willing to talk about ideas in a particular way. Philosophy had great relevance to the lives. I'm drawn to it. It's true.
But Zwick also believes the journey and transformation of the Algren character are relevant and relatable themes for audiences today.
I look at modern life, and I see people not taking responsibility for their lives, and I think that accountability is, in fact, one of the great losses. I think the temptation to blame, the temptation to find external causes to one's own issues is something that is particularly modern.
You believe a man can change his destiny?
I think a man does what he can until his destiny is revealed.
The Last Samurai was filmed on location in Japan, and the cast includes Japanese actress Koyuki as a samurai widow who, despite the tragic circumstances that bring them together, forms a powerful emotional relationship with Algren. Hiroyuki Sanada plays the son of the samurai chieftain, and English actor Timothy Spall narrates the story as a British envoy who observes the cross-cultural clash. Ellen Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood.